you pray.
Amen.
There, Jesus, please bless this sermon. Make everyone's heart open up to this sermon and bless it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Who loves superheroes? I love superhero movies. Superhero movies, especially like Spider-Man, that's my favorite. But there's not superheroes in the Bible. But there's not only superheroes on TV, there's also superheroes in the Bible. So y'all know the story of David and Goliath, right? So David was the youngest of all of his brothers, and occasionally his dad, Jesse, would send him to go watch the sheep. And then a bear came one day and took one of his sheep. And y'all know what he did? He took his sling and he picked up a rock and he killed the bear. And ran his sheep back to the flock. And then one day, his father, Jesse, sent him to go check up on his brothers and bring them food. And he, on his way there, he heard about this giant Goliath that everyone was scared of. Even his brothers, they were scared of him. And David was not afraid of Goliath because he had Jesus in his heart. And he would defeat Goliath. Can you turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17? I meant 38. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunican. He put a coat of armor on him and brass helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunican and tried walking around. Because he was not used to them, he cannot go in these. He said to Saul, "Because I am not used to them," so he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in a pouch of the shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistines. Meanwhile, the Philistines, with his shed beard in front of them, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and despised him. He said to David, "I am a dog. You come with me with a stick." And the Philistines cursed David by the gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give you your flesh and birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David said to the Philistines, You come against me with a sword and a spear and javelin, but I come against you with the name of the Lord Almighty, the God and the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. To the day I will give Gaza to the Philistines. And David fought the Goliath and won. I believe that David was brave, but also he had got Jesus by his side. I think he had so much faith, because if it was me, I would run if I saw a bear or a lion. But he stayed there. One day, David's dad... Never mind. As you can see, God was able to use a young boy like David. I believe he can use you and me to fight, not like David, but to spread his word around the world so others can experience how wonderful God is. We need to start trusting in God to be brave and have courage and to spread the word of God. Each and every one of us. Happy Sabbath. Stop it twice.